Senate Bill 199 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 199, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration or passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I have a motion at the desk.
Representative Cutler, you're referring to what's been labeled or coded as 199FC?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Has it been distributed?
Yes.
Is there a second to the Cutler motion to amend Senate Bill 199? There is a second. Remarks on the motion. Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We just received today the correct numbers to implement both, I believe, the Cutler-Gabriel amendment to lower levies as regards the evaluation and the governor's suggested $20 million increase in aid to property taxes paid to the state counties and school districts of the state of South Dakota. So this would include a lowering of the levies to compensate for the additional $20 million to the school districts in the state, and also a lowering because of the increase in valuation. The $20 million additional money that goes into the property tax reduction formula will get us to 30% property tax reduction in owner-occupied homes and ag property, resulting in more than $120 million total relief, which goes back to our school districts every year to relieve property taxes. The additional lowering of the levies is due to the amendment, the Cutler-Gabriel amendment, which keeps the state's share of the total money intact. And this would then move the total state share to 52% of K-12 education. So it's a big lowering of the levies. If you notice on the amendment, the ag levy will be reduced to $3.33, which is a considerable decrease. The commercial levy will also be reduced to $13.93. The owner-occupied will be reduced to $5.36, and the non-ag Z to $4.33. So this is a significant bill, significant property tax reduction that this legislature is providing the people of South Dakota. I hope you can support Senate Bill 199.
Further remarks on the Cutler motion to amend Senate Bill 199.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Waltman.
Question for the sponsor.
State your question of Representative Cutler.
Representative Cutler, so I understand the way this engrossed bill is written now, and with your amendment, commercial property will get a 5% reduction of property tax.
Representative Waltman, could you restate that question? I don't believe that Representative Cutler heard the question.
The way this bill is written, and with your amendment, will commercial property also get a 5% reduction of property tax?
Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Commercial property will get a reduction because of the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment, but they will not be recipients of the 30% property tax reduction formula, which this legislature prioritized as agriculture and owner-occupied homes. They will not.
Representative Waltman, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I guess I'm a little confused as to why there's a big reduction on line 13 from, I'll take that back. It's on line, page 2, line 3, where it says, it's page 1, line 8, where it says $15 to $9 or $9.95 to $13.93. I mean, I guess I don't quite understand that reduction.
Representative Cutler.
I can answer that question, Mr. Speaker.
Go ahead.
Representative Waltman, the decrease in the commercial property, again, is due to the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment, which brings all three or all four levies down in proportion because of the increased valuation. To keep the state aid proportionate the same, we reduce all four levies in proportion to the assessments. And that's why the commercial property levy is decreasing.
Representative Waltman, you still have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Cutler, for that answer. One other question, if I may.
State your question.
On the original bill, there was some language in there that alluded to this tax break being discontinued should the voters of the state repeal the inheritance tax that's going to be on the ballot this fall. And in the gross bill, that has been removed. But the way the bill is written, it alludes to only 1 year of tax relief here. I guess the question I ask, if that inheritance tax bill if the inheritance tax does get repealed, is that provision that was once in the bill still in effect without being stipulated in this bill?
Representative Cutler, do you wish to respond to the question?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the House. If you read lines 6 and 7 of the bill, that explains that this property tax reduction of $20 million is in effect for the next year. The next legislature would have to reauthorize that depending on the financial status of the legislature at that time and depending on whether the inheritance tax is repealed by the people in November.
Representative Waltman, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, you know, I'm a little disturbed by the fact that we are going to use threats to the general public, if you will, and tie their decision about repealing the inheritance tax to whether or not they're going to get a continued property tax reduction. I don't think that's proper. And so, therefore, Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment at the desk.
Representative Waltman, are you making a substitute motion to amend?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
And has it been distributed to the members?
Say that again.
Are you referring to what has been coded as 199FB?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
And has it been distributed to all of the members?
It has.
Is there a second to Representative Waltman's substitute motion to amend Senate Bill 199? There is a second. Remarks on the substitute motion to amend, Representative Waltman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On line 6 of the engrossed bill, where it says the levy for taxes payable in 2001, this amendment would add language that would stay 2001 and each year thereafter. Now that would, in my opinion, would take away that threat, if you will, that I just alluded to. And I would hope that you could support this amendment.
Remarks on the Waltman substitute motion to amend. Representative Knoll.
Mr. Speaker, do I understand that this motion wipes off the previous motion?
This is a substitute motion to amend.
Thank you.
Representative Cutler, remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Well, I'm going to ask you to oppose that substitute motion for two reasons. Number one, it removes the levies that we are inserting at a lower level. But the bigger reason is that if you remove your options next year, you don't know, or we don't know, what the general public plans on doing with the inheritance tax. If you remove your options, you will have to come in next year and deal with the situation, and it may be a negative shortfall in the appropriation of the money. So you just have to leave your options open. If they do repeal inheritance tax and our financial condition has increased to the extent that we can do both, you can come back in and propose a plan and pass it again next year. If it is not that, if our financial condition is not that good a year from now, you would not have to come in and repeal this ongoing property tax revision. So I'm going to ask you, this is just good, sensible, conservative government. We are going to give that property tax reduction this year, and then we will give it again next year, depending on the financial condition of the state at that time. I believe that we'll have the money, but pending the vote in November by the people, it would really be premature to do both at this particular time. So I'm asking you to defeat the Waltman motion and pass 199. Pass the original motion.
Further remarks on the Waltman substitute motion to amend Senate Bill 199. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, I have a question for Representative Cutler.
Please state your question of Representative Cutler.
Representative Cutler, your motion to amend in Senate Bill 199, are we under a deadline to do the 5% property tax reduction this year.
Representative Cutler, do you wish to respond to the question?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. No, we are not under a deadline. It was just a commitment of this legislature and both governor candidates that we would do 30%. We are in the financial position that we can do 30% this year, but we are under no deadline that I'm aware of.
Representative Napoli, you still have the floor.
I have another question, Mr. Speaker.
State your question.
Representative Cutler, Governor Janklow has two more years left in his term. Was there any reason that was specifically given to you that we couldn't do this next year or the year after to remove the threat against the repeal of the inheritance tax?
Representative Cutler, do you wish to respond to the question?
No, I don't. I don't regard this as a threat to the inheritance tax, Representative Poli. This is a our financial condition and our budget increased to the point that we could return this money to the people. And I think the legislature is rightly doing that, regards our pledge of 30% relief. The inheritance tax issue is a completely separate issue that happens to be on the ballot, and I don't regard this as a threat at all. This is a move to lower property taxes, and then the legislature will return and look at it next year based on their financial condition. If the people choose to take some of our resources away, that will affect the bottom line next year. I think it's just good, responsible government.
Representative Napoli, you still have the floor.
I have one more question, Mr.
Please
Speaker.
State your question of Representative Cutler.
So, Representative Cutler, then it would be in your opinion, then, that this is not a threat to the bill that was put on the ballot in for the year 2000 to repeal the inheritance tax, of the either-or situation that came about because of this 5% property tax reduction. In your estimation, then, you would consider this not to be a threat.
Representative Cutler, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Absolutely not. This is not a threat in any way, shape, or fashion. This is a promise to the people of reducing taxes now, and we will hope to do so again next year, depending on our financial condition.
Further remarks on the Waltman substitute motion to amend. Does anyone wish to speak before Representative Waltman speaks a second time? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen. Permission to speak to both the amendment and the bill, Mr. Speaker?
Granted.
Thank you. I would urge you to vote for the amendment of Representative Waltman. You know, if in fact the legislature has committed itself to this 30% property tax reduction that was initiated by Governor Janklow after his reelection in 1995, we ought to in fact do that straight up. And we ought to have the language in there that we're going to have this property tax reduction 30% from the year 2001 and every year thereafter. Now, if some unforeseeable situation would arise that would affect the budget the next fiscal year, there are a number of ways they can address that through the budgeting process. For example, just this past week when they revised the revenue forecasts, they increased those some $13 million. And we're going to have a bill later this afternoon that's going to propose spending that $13 million, where in effect, if we were looking for the money next year, if in fact the inheritance tax would pass on top of the extra 5% property tax reduction, we could use that $13 million or any other revenue forecast that increase to balance the budget. Secondly, and most importantly, the 5% property tax reduction is a $20.4 million cost. $10.2 million will go into the fiscal year budget that we're going to vote on at the end of this week. $10.2 million will be in fiscal year 2001. The other $10.2 million is in fiscal year 2002. So regardless of what happens with Senate Bill 199, if with Waltman's amendment, we are, in fact, going to propose next year in the budget that there is money in there for the second half of the property tax reduction. So next year, there will be a bill in here to reduce the levies accordingly. Now, the other part of Representative Cutler's argument is that this substitute motion would do away with his first amendment. Well, we could still come back and amend these levies, or we can do that in House Bill 1139 that's going to conference committee. We can adjust those levies there with the Cutler-Gabriel amendment in that bill, which is going to conference committee. So think about what we're doing here. Keep your eye on the ball. We're committing ourselves to the full 30% property tax relief for as long as we can see into the future. That's what Representative Waltman's motion is, and I'd ask that you support that.
Further remarks on the substitute motion to amend? Does anyone wish to speak before Representative Waltman speaks a second time on the substitute motion to amend? Seeing none, Representative Waltman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Well, I think most of you remember the governor even making the comment that was in the press some time back that he probably would not provide additional property tax relief if the inheritance tax was repealed. And the original bill, if you dig it out and look at it, even had that language in there. And it was removed. And I guess it's a trust me situation now, whether or not that will be the case. We made a commitment on the first property tax reduction of 20%, and we didn't seem to have any problem with looking for the money to continue that since it started 4 or 5 years ago. A couple of years later, we committed another 5%, and I think the language that was in those bills, committed that for the long term, and we've been able to make that commitment. And as Representative Lucas said, let's be upfront about this here. Even though the language is gone, I think the threat is still there. And this amendment would guarantee that this commitment would be for the future. And if we have some problems, we'll probably have to look at repealing all of it, not just a part of it.
Further remarks on the substitute motion to amend? Hearing none. Roll call has been requested on the substitute motion to amend. Is he supported? He is supported. The question before the House then is the Waltman substitute motion to amend Senate Bill 199. Those in favor of the substitute motion to amend will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote on the Waltman substitute motion to amend.
All members present have voted.
The clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 22, nays 45, excused 3.
The Waltman substitute motion to amend, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elected, is hereby declared lost. Further remarks on the Cutler motion to amend Senate Bill 199. Representative Cohen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for Representative Cutler.
Please state your question of Representative Cutler.
Thank you. Representative Cutler, just for clarification, is the 5% equal across the board? I've tried to do the calculations, and I'm falling behind on my math here. Is ag getting a 5%, business getting ag a 5%, and residential getting a 5%, or did you say it's going to be weighted towards agriculture?
Representative Cutler, do you wish to respond?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. The 5% property tax reduction is applied only to ag property and owner-occupied, those two classes of property, Representative Cohen. The rest of the reductions come from the equalization from the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment.
Representative Cohen, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Cutler.
Further remarks on the Cutler motion to amend Senate Bill 199. Hearing none, all those in favor of that motion to amend will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate Bill 199 is amended. Further remarks on Senate Bill 199 as amended. Hearing none, all those in favor of Senate Bill 199 as amended will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 199 as amended. While the members are voting, the Speaker is announcing that the Conference Committee on House Bill 1122, which involves from this body Representative McNinney, Representative Hennings, and Representative Lucas, that Conference Committee on House Bill 1122 will meet tomorrow, 8 a.m. in room 464.
Representatives Pommel, McNenny, Duenwald, and Wilson. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, nays 5, excused 3.
Senate Bill 199, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.